Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross, and I want to thank you for listening. Good for you pushing play on this and listening to me in the car or wherever you are, walking the dog. I think it's great you're investing in yourself with this knowledge around money. And it's not taught in school, and it is very important to life. And I'm just happy that you're taking steps to improve your money knowledge and writing a new money story for yourself, which is awesome. Because at the end of the day, as I talk about in my book, Money Grows on Trees, money is simply a story we tell ourselves. Money is a story we tell ourselves. You can change the story anytime you want. You just push a button, you start changing a different, turn the page, write a new chapter, change the story in your head, and you can become wealthy, okay? So this podcast is all about giving you money knowledge and you becoming wise with money, okay? Whether it be money and investing, entrepreneurship, whatever it is. So this particular episode is more towards the entrepreneurship side of things. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I did a post recently on Facebook and Instagram, I think, but definitely Facebook, where I'm like, I was talking about people want to make more money. And if you want to make money, you've got to be enterprising, because everyone can have a job. That's not very hard. And everyone can save, which is great. But if you want to make extra money outside your job to be able to save more and invest more, then you've got to learn some skills, okay? And the best type of skill to learn is sales and marketing. And there's no other way to learn it than just to do it, okay? And I don't know a single wealthy person that is not good at selling or marketing themselves or some sort of product or service. None, zero. If you want to have bigger wealth and scale your wealth outside your job, then having those skills is important. And having goals and running after those goals is important. Having bigger goals than just your job and spending the weekends, doing hobbies. I mean, only if you want to be really rich, and really tap into your potential. Because money, as you're making more of it, it's interesting because people just think you're all about money and you're greedy. No, to make more money, you have to level up as a human being. You have to be able to give more value to the market to be able to get more money back. That's how it works. So people who are wealthy and haven't been given their money through inheritance, they have actually found a way to level up as a human, give more value, and they attract more wealth, right? And generally speaking, wealthy people are amazing, and they're really friendly and really, 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 really happy, as well as being really, really rich. You'll find that, okay? It's not like in the shows where all the rich people are all the baddies. It's not like that. That's just an old story that's told through Disney, and that's probably playing in your head. It's not like that. So I love the money story because it allows you to actually level up. And that's what you want to do. So that's what I want to focus on this episode, okay? What's stopping you from leveling up to do that, to make more money and free yourself financially from your job? Because that's really what people want to do. Not everyone wants to leave their job. I get it. Some people love their job and that's their career and that's fine. But I do talk to a lot of people and they say, Lord, I want to make passive income. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to get out. I'm like, why? And they say, because I want to leave my job. So everyone wants this freedom. Financial freedom is on their minds a lot, okay? So to do that, you've got to have a goal. You've got to go after it. You've got to have skills. You've got to attempt stuff. You've got to try and fail and move forward. And I think a lot of people aren't doing that and they're stuck. And I went for a run this morning with a group of men that I run with on Saturdays. It's not just a nice, light, easy jog. We run hills until, one of us pukes, but we love challenging ourselves. So that's why I go there, and it's a great environment. And each of us go around, we talk about, some particular topic, and it's run by a good friend of mine, Gavin Lance Topp. You can shoot him a follow on Instagram and Facebook. He's an amazing human being. He actually is the one that encouraged me to write my book. And so he's been a huge influence on my life. One of my best friends and greatest mentors. He's awesome. So anyway, we're around there this morning and this thing popped up, someone talking about perfectionism. And, as Gary Vaynerchuk says, perfectionism is simply insecurity with lipstick on. It's a BS excuse, perfectionism. It's this paradigm that school embedded in us. Perfectionism. I don't want to make a mistake. The reality is you don't want to look bad. You don't want to make a mistake because you don't want to be seen to not have the answer or look bad or be humiliated, whatever it is, right? But that doesn't lead to more wealth. What leads to more wealth is being able to go at something, even if you don't think it's your, you know, your end game or your end goal, going towards something and sucking at it and going through it and failing and moving through it, making mistakes, okay? And what happened this morning is I spoke about this particular thing that I learned once called precession. And let me frame this for you, because once you understand this, it's going to help you move forward drastically in your life, okay? Precession. People have these big visions and bold goals, which is great. Quite often they're delusional about them when they say, I'm going to be a billionaire, or I'm going to be financial, I'm going to have $100 million, or I'm going to, you know, save the world here. And they're quite delusional because they actually aren't doing anything. They're at home on the couch watching Netflix and going to their job they don't like. And their vision or their goals are not backed up by anything. And that happens quite a bit. And I think they're stuck in place because here's why. I feel like people, especially when you watch Instagram and all these, you know, success stories and the top of the iceberg, okay, you're only seeing the top of the end of the story, not the, you know, not the stuff that they've done prior. And I think what happens is people just believe that they step out of the elevator of success on the top floor. You know what I mean? Like, where's my Lambo? Like, what? I've been working here for it. Where's my Lamborghini? Where's my house? Like, I feel like too many people think that they just get out on the top floor of success and walk out into it immediately. And that is massively far from that's never going to happen. That is not how it works. That's not how you want it to work. You've got to get that out of your mind. So here's what you do. There's this thing called precession. And a lot of people are stuck to move forward to something, to discover their passion and what they really ought to be doing on this earth, because they think they've got to choose their perfect purpose and thing and ultimate business idea or job right now. That's what they think. They think, I just want to do this right now. And so, of course, that's not achievable. You can't just walk into an amazing business. You can't just walk into the top brass job. It doesn't work like that. It's very hard to find your passion and what you truly love without trying lots of different things, okay, until you find it. So this thing called precession is where you move towards something, you're going towards something, you're moving towards you're in a business, and you're moving towards a goal in that business, or you're in a job and you're moving towards this job goal, and something else happens and it takes you off that path into something you should be doing and you've always wanted to do. And it's fascinating. So the best way to describe it is this, and I described this morning as we were talking with the men. Precession works like this. The honeybee, okay, has a job. It has a goal. And the honeybee's goal is to fly to a flower in a straight line, land on the flower, get out the nectar from the flower, to then lift off and take it back to the hive to be able to build the honeycomb and feed the hive. Okay, that's the job of the bee. But here's what happens. As the bee's doing that and flying to the flower and flying back to the hive, it drops off some pollen from the flower as it's going back, and the pollen falls at a perfect 90-degree angle down to the ground. And the pollen falls into other flowers and it pollinates the earth, and it creates more flowers for the honeybee. So all this amazing procession is happening, or this activity is happening without the bee knowing. The bee's like, I'm going there, but this is happening at the same time. Okay, so what the heck am I talking about? You're like, what the hell is he talking about? Like, what, honeybees? So here's what happens. You don't have to get your perfect passion right now, but you have to be doing something. Like, start some business, start a business, do something. If you want to move outside your job or have freedom or financial security or whatever it is, financial freedom, do something. Go towards the flower, okay, and get the pollen out and or the nectar and go back to the hive. Just keep doing that. And on that journey, because you're in massive action, because you're in action towards a goal, on the journey to doing that, something else will happen. You will come across some other opportunity that will take you on a 90-degree angle sometimes into exactly what you really ought to be doing on this earth. Because bees' jobs is to pollinate the earth. It's not necessarily to feed the hive. Well, it's both. Because without feeding the hive, they don't exist. But it's a great symbiotic relationship. So what happens, the honeybee doesn't know this is happening, what's going on. You may not know it's happening either. But when you're in action towards a major goal, you will find your passion and another thing that will come at a different time and take you on the path that you were really born to do. But I think too many people are looking to get into the thing they were born to do right now. And the problem with that is, if you're trying to do that right now, without the skills, without the experience, without the network, without the failures, you aren't going to be able to succeed at that. It has to come through trial and tribulation when you're chasing something else. So this happened to me, okay? And this is how, like, people are like, oh, you know, you've got the podcast and the book and you're all about the money and you've got your courses and you've got this great online business and you live at home and you travel the world. It wasn't always like that. It's not like I'm going to do that. I know exactly what I'm going to do. It's going to be that. That's definitely not how it happened. Let me explain how it happened for you. Procession happened to me and I'm so grateful for it, but this is what happened. I leave uni and I get this job in the Middle East and I go there. Again, I didn't want to be in construction or real estate development, but I got this amazing job, went over to the United Arab Emirates. I didn't even want to live in Abu Dhabi, okay? I didn't want to live there even. So I instead of going, no, that's not my thing. That's not my passion. I'm not going to do it. I'm like, whatever, I'm going. I was like 24. I'm like, I'm there. And I just jumped on a plane and went at it. Because it was like, wow, this is great. I'm sure something great's going to come with this. I'm going to get great skills. I'm going to get great mentors. And I went there for like 5 years, right, to the Middle East. And while I was there, I did learn a lot of skills and stuff. Anyway, what happened while I was there was that the GFC came. I was getting paid basically to play golf. And, there was people who were, you know, getting retrenched. And thankfully, I was around still. I was getting paid, right? But it wasn't quite working out. There was not a lot of projects going on. So I was like, well, you know, this is not really stimulating me. So, you know, I ended up, the short story is I ended up coming back to Australia, working with my dad in property investment planning. Okay. Now my background is property law and leasing and sales. And so property selling and marketing was what I went into. And I was there for 7 years doing that as a family business with my dad. That was my first real experience in managing a small business, commission sales, and I went into that knowing it was not my purpose. Like, but I went into it, I'm like, yes, that's a great opportunity. A great opportunity to learn skills from my dad, who's an incredible salesperson, an opportunity to run a small business, an opportunity to learn a whole new enterprise and industry and area, and also to be able to uncap my income from a job, which is always a steady income. Like your time and your money is attached or very correlated when you're in a job. And it's hard to increase your money. But being in a sales-driven environment and business where you're commission only, you can increase your income. It's a bit more lumpy and bumpy. There's, you know, you don't get paid consistently, but you can definitely increase your income. So there's all these opportunities there, right? So I go at this thing at 100 miles an hour. I went in there and went, bang, I was working hard 6 days a week. I was doing it, right? Did I make money? Yes. Did I learn a ton of skills? Absolutely, right? Very challenging role to do that, to be able to walk into someone's house cold, sit at their bench, and be able to, you know, influence them to buy a property. That's kind of the approach of the business, right? A property marketing business. Okay, so business is still going today, and it's been 35 years. I'm going to bring my dad on the podcast, and anyway, so I'm at this thing, and all of a sudden, while I'm doing that, my sister introduces me to an online business opportunity, and I'm like, oh, okay. So at the time, I was going on a different path and this other thing comes across my desk. And because I was in property, the commission was lumpy. So it was coming like, you know, you only get paid every 3 months or something. So I'm like, wouldn't it be great to have a second income to be able to pay me weekly so I could then enhance my share portfolio and move that along? And if you know my story, that's kind of what happened, right? That's how we became millionaires. We did that. We had an extra income stream. It accelerated our share portfolio and that's how we leveled up, right? So I did that. Now, here's the thing. While we're building that other business, the new business, the online the business, the one I talk about in my book, while I'm doing that for the last, 7 years we've been doing that, I'm on that path. And I love that. That is my passion. That is like what I just am. I was I feel like I was cut out for that industry, right? And that's why we've been successful at it too. We're really committed to being great at that. But here's the weird thing. Procession keeps going and it keeps working and it keeps working and it keeps working. So I'm on this path and we're having great success and we freed ourselves from our job and love it and we travel and it's fun. We help people and I just love it, right? But here's the thing. It actually made me meet Gavin Topp, the man I spoke about on this podcast at the beginning, right? Great friend, great mentor. So through that business, I met him. And it's when I did a boxing, he's an ex-professional boxer, went in to do a boxing program with him, and I'm training on these stairs that we train at and run at every Saturday morning, which is what happened this morning, and I still do it. And I'm training, and it's hard. Anyway, while I'm doing that, right, he says, hey, I think you should write a book. And all of a sudden, wrote a book, started a podcast, have a financial education business, and launched it last year during COVID, basically, right? While everyone's in lockdown, we launch a brand new business. But that is Procession, because I was on the path to our core business, our online business, and at the same time, bang, another opportunity rolls up, and it was perfect, and it aligned perfectly with what I love and our other business, and it just was. And I met Gavin's son, Jay, who helped bring it to life. And it was just the ideal scenario. But here's the thing. Had I have not been on the original path of, property investment planning, okay, I wouldn't have needed the extra income weekly. So I may not have started the side hustle that we started. And then if I didn't go that like a bull at a gate, which we did, we went hard at it. And what happened was I won this award called Man of the Year for the company in Australia. And Gavin saw that. And that's what actually compelled him to reach out to me on Messenger. So if we hadn't have gone hard at that big goal of our existing online business, he wouldn't have messaged me. I would never have got to know him. He wouldn't have encouraged me to write a book. I would never have done that, which means I would never have done this podcast, which means you wouldn't be listening to it. So why am I telling you this long, drawn-out story? Well, the reason is because of this. I knew I didn't want to be in corporate real estate, but I still did it. But when it didn't feel right and I was like, okay, I've got what I wanted here. I need to shift and set the sales differently. Went into property investment planning in a small business enterprise with my dad, which was an amazing experience and I'm very grateful for it, right? Was it hard? You betcha. It was the hardest business experience of my life. Couldn't even begin to tell you how hard it was in different areas and things that happened. But did it teach me the most? Of course, because it was very challenging. But it's when the online business from my sister came. And then from that, met Gavin and that came. So this is all Procession happening, okay? So I want you to know that I was doing things prior to when I found what I was really passionate about. And now, having both of our businesses, I love both. Like I just will do that. I just love them, okay? So I feel like now I'm on the path, but it never started out like that. And too many people are thinking they've got to start out bang on where they think they're going to be. You will most likely not end up doing what you started doing, okay? But on the journey, it's really important to look for skills, okay? So that when the opportunity does come and tap you on the shoulder, you're prepared and ready for it, okay? You're prepared and ready for it. Being in sales and marketing prepared me for an online business. Being in an online business prepared me for a financial education digital business. Everything prepares you for the next thing. And all of a sudden, you look back after 10 years and you go, wow, I'm right where I wanted to be, but it didn't start out like that. So don't wait for the perfect time to move into something for the fear that, it's not really my thing. Can you get skills? Can you meet people? Can you advance yourself? And can you make more money? Go for it. Because on that path, something else will get you. And if you listen to your gut and you find out what you're great at and you can monetize and get it going, you will come across, the universe will put people in front of you, okay? If you show up and do your best at everything, at some point you'll end up finding what you're supposed to do, okay? But I do not be frozen with perfectionism or the perfect opportunity. Everyone's waiting for the ultimate perfect opportunity. Oh, that doesn't align with me. What? Well, you know what? Gone into people's houses cold with no selling experience when I was 28 to talk to 50-year-olds about property investment planning when I had nothing behind me, no wage. That wasn't aligned either. So you need to toughen up and just do things for a long period of time to get out the skills that you need. All right? So don't feel concerned if you're misaligned initially because eventually you'll find your path. Okay? So I know that was a longer episode, but I think it needs to be told. because to make more money means you've got to go and do things that are uncomfortable. You've got to look at a different path, and you're not always going to be aligned with it. I can't stand that word. If you can't tell, I can't stand that word, right? Aligned. Well, if you do that, you'll eventually find what you're supposed to be doing. And you'll look back and go, wow, if I hadn't done all those things that I was misaligned with, I would never have learned all those amazing, wonderful skills that I now take for granted that's allowed me to step into this amazing opportunity that is my passion. Okay, so if someone presents you with an opportunity and it looks, yep, this is great, hey, go for it. You know, like don't chase, leave the substance and chase the shadow, but just go for it. If it all, you know, stacks up and makes sense, and stay with it, and that will lead to another thing. Okay, so that's precession. It's quite an amazing a force in the universe that happens, and you'll be mesmerized and shocked to how amazing that is. So show up is the key. Show up, go for it. Don't wait, because you're a long time dead. Okay, so there we go. That's the episode on precession. If you love this episode, please leave us a review. Subscribe to the potty, because we drop an episode every single week. And give us a shout out on Instagram if you can. That'd be amazing. I'll reshare it to my stories and give you a shout out back. And thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Really appreciate it. And I can't wait to see you. Well, see you at some point on Instagram. But talk to you in the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast. All right. Talk to you then.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.